Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, truth seekers and lovers of truth, welcome to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the radiant razor-sharp earth angel herself, Lala DeVee. This isn't just a podcast, baby. It's your sanctuary for bold business gems, next-level resources, amazing credit secrets, and real-deal relationship talk that'll shift your whole mindset in the best way. Bookmark this page, hit subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because missing out is not an option. If your credit's in struggle mode, don't trip. Text HELP, my credit, to 507-400-3426, and let our live agents work their magic. Real people, real help. Now that business is handled, let's get into the brilliance. Lala DeVee, do your thing, girl.
Welcome to No, but seriously, let me explain. The podcast where we don't just pull back the curtain, we rip that whole mother thing off the rod and expose the system for exactly what it is. Today's episode is not business per usual, you know. And I'm not talking about just some regular episode either. I'm talking about we in it, okay? And we're diving into the real credit game. Yes, the one they hope you never learn. The one that they hope you never have to question. And one that they hope you never really challenge like that. Because once you really fully understand how debt and identity theft and the whole credit reporting really work, you'll actually stop just some little pawn in their system and you'll start becoming your own strategist in your own game. And we're talking debt as some type of tool, you know, not a weapon, okay? Because identity theft is both criminal, you know, and in an institutional kind of way, okay? And now let's flip this a little bit, because you can absolutely use the system to your best advantage. And you can use it because you have the knowledge, like you know the law, and you know you can apply that pressure, you know, that pressure they never expected you to apply in the first place. And no, I'm not saying this have to be all fear-based, you know, because this absolutely isn't fear-based. This is what we call empowerment-based, okay? And after this episode, baby, you'll never look at your credit the same again. Like your data or your financial whole identity spread, like you'll never look at any of that the same way, because buckle up, babes. You're going to hear the truth, and I'm talking about the real truth. And once you do hear it, you're not going to be able to unhear it. And once you really just fully understand the game, you can finally start winning. Okay, let's get in it. Now, listen closely, because I'm going to fly through this real quick now, because this is definitely my niche, you know. I'm well versed, please understand me. But no, for real, what I'm about to really tell you and break down for you is the main reason why so many people stay stuck financially. Not because they're irresponsible, not because they're bad with money, but because the system was built on deception. It was built on loopholes and legal manipulation. And that average person, they was never really meant to fully understand it. So that's what you got your girl Lala here, right? You know what I'm saying? And by the time you finish listening to this episode, you're going to realize one of two things, okay? You're either going to realize, first, you're going to either realize you've been paying for debts that aren't legally yours. Or secondly, you're going to realize that you should have called Exchange Credit Repair, you know, a long time ago. But let's really get into it. The legal part they never really told you about was the debt buying, meaning it's identity theft in a sense, okay? And let me just really explain this to you, because without your written consent, it is 100% illegal for any agency to buy your debt and actually come after you. And let me say this again for those people in the back who've been stressed since 2012, okay? If You've never gave written permission to transfer your personal identification information, and that is your social security number, your employment information, your address. From that original creditor to that third party debt buyer, that, my dear, is identity theft. Period. Point blank. No wraparounds, no turnarounds, and no workarounds. Like, your debt is not supposed to be sold like a bootleg DVD, okay? Your social security number is not supposed to be floating around in the hands of random agencies who bought your information for pennies on a dollar. That's literally a crime. This is why so many collection agencies are scared when you start using the law, because they know they do not have what they need to legally pursue you, okay? And here's the thing, the $1,000 secret that they hope you never really learned. If your credit just so happens to be so severely damaged, and if that credit bureau refuses to delete any inaccurate or unverifiable negative information after you disputed them, they owe you $1,000 per claim under the civil liability code, which is 15 USC 1681N, okay? And that's not just $1,000 total. That's $1,000 per credit report per item. So calculate all those discrepancies, each item on every credit report. So if you got 36 of them, that's 36 on one report, 36 on another report, and 36 on another report, if it's, you know, basically on there like that. And you times that, you know, 36 by 3, and that's $1,000. I'm sure you know how to do math. I don't need to break it down to you like that, but you get the gist of it, right? So again, if you got 12 accounts, 12 falsy accounts, that is, that's $12,000 that they owe directly to you. And this is the main reason why Exchange Credit Repair always wins over and over again, because Exchange, they most definitely using the laws that many of these collection agencies or debt buyers, you know, like to say, hey, they're not going to read the laws. They don't know laws. Well, guess what? Yes, we do. No, but for real, here's the thing. A lot of people always ask. They always say, hey, I'm going to clean up my credit report. A lot of the times they start by paying off these collection accounts. And I'd be like, whoa, what you doing that for, Henry? You don't need to pay collection accounts at all. Like, you got a better chance at throwing your money at a stripper and hoping that item is deleted off your credit report, because if you just go into it thinking that, hey, I'm gonna pay it off and it's gonna go into good standing. No, baby, it's absolutely gonna show on your credit report as a paid collection account. And guess what? It's still listed as a collection account. You just paid for it. You know, here's the thing. When a debt goes into collections, most people panic and they start pulling out their wallet. You know, they need to really just stop, pause, and take a breath, because the collection agency already paid the original creditor for that debt. So you're just paying it, you know, again. It doesn't do anything for your credit. In fact, it can make your score worse. Like, I have personally witnessed a $14,000 collection account from National Credit Systems be deleted. I've noticed a Capital Run credit repo deleted and removed permanently from a credit report. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. That is because the original creditor didn't even own the debt anymore. It was already securitized. Say what? Secure who? Securitization. You want to know what that is? Let me just break some things down that they really never explain to you. And this is why they don't explain these things to you in school. Okay. Once the bank gives you the money, they immediately securitize the debt. What does that mean? You keep saying security. Securitize. Okay. I'm going to tell you what that is. Security is when the bank sells the debt to a trust who sells it again and then again. And again, it becomes a paper asset, a financial product, a profit machine, if you will. So by the time the debt collector does start to call you, that debt has been sold more times than a Beyonce ticket at Ticketmaster, okay? But here's the real truth, because none of the buyers have a legal right to collect on these accounts unless they can prove ownership, you know, and they prove ownership through an assignment of contracts. They prove ownership through the chain of title. They prove ownership through the bill of sale. They prove ownership through the wet ink contract. And here, spoiler alert, they don't even have none of this, okay? And this is why your first move must always be a debt validation letter. You know, you have to request the assignment of that contract, of course, plus send out a cease and desist letter, plus a refusal to pay, all in one single letter. Because what we're not doing is we're not arguing with you at all, whether you've, you know, defaulted on this account or not. You're challenging whether they own it. And 9 times out of 10, they don't, boo-boo. They really don't. But here's the largest loophole, okay? Because they do have, like, arbitration, okay? And what arbitration equals to me is case dismissed, okay? Let me give you a couple golden nuggets real quick. And this is what's going to basically get your cases dismissed instantly, because most credit card companies and, you know, contracts contain a arbitration clause, okay? And it basically states, like, any dispute between the consumer and the creditor must be resolved through arbitration, not court. And here's the thing, because what happens after that? What happens when a debt collector buys this debt? They inherit the clause, okay? Yes. What does that mean? La la, what does that mean? That means if they tend to sue you in court, you can tell the judge, hey judge, they violated the original contract. We're required to settle this through arbitration, not through court. I move to dismiss this based on improper venue. That's it. That's all. Okay. Boom. Case dismissed. Because every judge knows this. Every collection attorney knows this as well. But what are they doing? They banking on you not knowing anything. They hope that you don't know this whatsoever. Because who's going to tell them no? Okay. They here to collect money. That's it. And this is one of the reasons why you have to follow the 3-step rule. And the 3-step rule is very simple, I should say. Okay, it's very simple. Like, you cease and desist them, you refuse to pay them, and debt validation. Requesting all ownership documents will help you win your case. Watch their whole case just fall apart. Them sending apology letters. Do you know how many times I have received apologies? Like, we all in court. They dropped the case, sent me an apology letter, said, don't worry about this. They was hoping I didn't come back and slap them upside the head with a $15,000 ticket. Yes, invoiced to yours truly. Whatever collection company they thought they was, yeah, who you collecting on? No, I'm turning around and collect on you, okay? Because here's the thing, for real, like, the statement trick, don't even fall for it, because they'll be quick to send you a statement, say, hey, here's the statement right here. This is proof of ownership. No. When you ask for proof, they're going to send you a statement, but it's really going to be up to you how you respond to that statement trick. Because the first thing I'm going to tell you is, don't really fall for this trick that they like to throw out there so frequently. What is a statement? A statement is not a contract. A statement is not the assignment. A statement is not the bill of sale. It is just a freaking statement. And your response to them should be very simple. This does not prove ownership, Mr. Creditor. This only proves that I had an account. Like, I need the full chain of title and the assignment of rights. I'm sure these people will fold by the time you say all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because the power is all in your hands and how you choose to use that power, you know. Bottom line is, you really deserve better credit So that's why I'm giving you better information. Now, what you choose to do with this information is all up to you, because you have absolutely have been lied to, okay? You have been manipulated, and you most definitely have been misinformed. And punished for what? Punished for information that you were never taught, okay? That's what it feels like when we're challenged with such disputes, when we receive such collection calls and don't know how to respond to them adequately. If you're not equipped with the information to succeed, how will you ever progress in life? How will you ever get 10 steps ahead if you don't have valuable information as this? Okay? And that's what I'm here for. Okay? I'm not trying to be hard on anyone or just speak in a way where I'm talking down on anyone, because that's absolutely not the case. Because by now, you should be somewhat educated. Like, we almost 30 minutes in, okay? And you're definitely going to feel empowered by the end of this, because you're going to feel equipped to handle anything. And when you're just so far beyond disgusted by the calls, and you're ready to delete those collections and remove those charge-offs or increase your credit score, you know, whether you're using trade lines or whatever, you're now in a position to protect your financial future. And if you need help with that, you know who the person to call. You know, call that company that everyone likes to use, Exchange Credit Repair. They're there to help you for a reason. They understand the law, and they understand how the law is going to work for you. However, I do understand that a lot of people don't have, you know, $500-$600 to spend on help, and they choose to do it on their own at their own pace. And that's absolutely fine, because there's other ways that you can boost your credit score without adding expensive lines of credit, you know, AU accounts, of course, to your profile. And one of those ways would be to use a program or a company like Self Lender, which is now known as Self Financial, okay? You want to use them when you're trying to rebuild or establish some type of credit. You know, you want to establish history, or you want to just boost your credit score. They're really great for doing just that. And it's one of the most affordable options, I would say, and one of the safest, most effective tools I've ever used, okay? I don't even want to begin telling you how many self-lender accounts I had. Like, I went through their program, their saving CD program, like 6 or 7 times, I would say. And I enjoyed it, because at the end of that term, I was always guaranteed to get a check. You know, I paid $25 per month, and it was just like me saving the $25 a month minus, you know, their interest. And they sent all of that back to me at the end of the program. So I was using it like a saving CD, okay? But here's how SelfLender really works. Like, and it's really great for anybody listening in, especially if you're trying to just create positive credit history without going broke or putting a large deposit down on a secured card. And let me just break it down to you, because SelfLender is like a credit builder loan. Like, they're designed specifically for people with low credit scores or no credit history or past credit history issues, like from whether it's, you know, repossessions or whatever negative credit reports you've had before. Like, and with this, it's kind of like having a traditional loan where you really don't borrow the money or receive it up front. With SelfLender, you don't really have options to receive the money up front. So instead, you're like really just making monthly payments that go into a locked savings account, like a CD, certificate CD. What is that called? A certificate of deposit is what they call it. So it's like a savings CD in a sense, okay? And once you just so happen to finish your payments, then you get your money back minus their small fee, like I was telling you before. And I really feel like this structure just helps you to build that payment history, to build a nice credit mix, to build that discipline up, to build an actual savings, of course, and avoid any predatory interest rates or any stupid, ridiculous high fees on those credit cards that they like to give to people with bad credit. And SelfLender, they really just boost your credit score effectively and real quick. Like, they're already reporting to all three credit bureaus for you. And I know sometimes people say, hey, they only reported to two of those credit bureaus. You may have to call them to inform them to report it to the third one if it's not reporting to that last credit bureau. But there's workarounds for that. But Self will definitely report, you know, your payment history, which is 35%. They will report your credit utilization, you know, 30% is, you know, what they normally calculate. And then the length of credit history is typically 15% in the 15% range, along with the new credit and credit mix being at 10%. Now, your payment history, Self reports every single payment, which is on time, to Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And this alone can boost your credit score anywhere between 25 to 90 points over time. And I'll be sure to include the SelfLender link at the bottom of the podcast description box below. So you can just click on it and make sure, you know, you're adding some fresh credit onto your profile and, you know, then be looking forward to that check at the end of that term, whether it's 12 months or 24 months that you select. Now, I've done both of them, you know. I've selected the larger option where I got my check back in 12 months, or you can do it in 24 months. It's totally up to you. 24 months, I believe, is still at $25 per month. So, again, very affordable option there. And, you know, with SelfLender, there's other companies that are similar as well. Like, you have the what is that company, Credit Strong. Now, they're similar to Self, but they allow you to have larger loan options. Like, for instance, they still report to all three credit bureaus. They do not request any type of credit checks or any of that. And the higher amount options are up to $2,500. And it's also great for boosting your credit score. I absolutely use them as well. Like, when I was going through, you know, my credit and I saw what, like, I'm gonna have to tell y'all a story, like, in another episode, of course. I'm gonna tell y'all why my credit was shot to heck. Now, it was a compilation of people using it and identity theft, but at the same time, I did my fair share as well. But that's another story. We're gonna get into that later. But all these options that I'm mentioning to you today, the Credit Strong, the SelfLender, they're all great for rebuilding, you know, after going through a credit sweep or, you know, contacting Exchange Credit Repair and having your credit cleaned up, or you doing it on your own. It's all good to go after these options, especially if you're rebuilding after a bankruptcy. It's really good. So anytime you're cleaning off credit, you know, you're deleting the negative information, you're replacing it with more positive credit, okay? And also, Kickoff is another great one. Like, I've used them too. Like, I was surprised to see what they could do for $5. Like, I was like, $5? I got $5. You know, I was just curious to see what they could possibly do with $5, you know? I was like, what can I lose? You know, I pretty much go to the store and buy a $5 drink every day. I'm not losing anything just spending $5, you know? So I would definitely utilize Kickoff as well. If you cannot utilize all three, then just go with Kickoff, because that's one of the cheapest ways to really build your credit. And with $5 a month, okay, they're going to report to Equifax and Experian. Now, they will not report to TransUnion, okay? Kickoff gives you a small revolving account just to establish some type of credit history. And I've absolutely used Kickoff
when I was, you know, a student coming out of school, didn't have no credit, no nothing whatsoever, you know, use that, add my little $5 on there to see what I can get. And lo and behold, I went from having no credit score to now having a 700 credit score just off of one kickoff account. And that right there was enough to boost my head to the point where I'm like, let me go see what else I can get. You know, like anybody would feel that way, especially seeing that. And it really takes a mix of credit. Like, I can't stress that enough. But yeah, you want to use other lines and other companies that's going to help boost your credit. A lot of these companies are not just out there to take your money. So you really have to know which ones to tap into and which ones to stay far away from. Another company that is really good to boost your credit score is Growth Credit. Like, it builds credit by paying for subscriptions. And these subscriptions can be things like your Netflix account, your Hulu account, your Apple Music, or your Amazon Prime. So definitely click on that link. I'm going to include that at the bottom as well, because if you're already paying for it, you need to be getting credit for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, please and thank you, you know? And if you want to go a little bit above and beyond, be like, well, shoot, I pay rent too. You know, I got a phone bill and some utilities. Well, there is absolutely a company out there that you can connect your regular bills to and get, you know, those same bills paid, those same bills that you're paying on time with no credit check or no monthly, you know, subscription fees to pay for constantly. You know, go through Stellar Fi, because they will report this to the credit bureau for you making your on-time payments to your rent, your on-time payments for your phone bill, or your on-time payments for your utilities. Now, they do charge a small amount, and you can go to their website and just read through what packages they have based off of what you're trying to report, because we all know nothing in this world for free, okay? They're going to charge you a little something. Now, it might not be a lot of something, but as long as you can boost your credit off of the things that you're already paying for on a monthly basis, go ahead and select that, because it's going to be beneficial to you in the long run. Now, combining these strategies to basically increase your score and boost your credit, you know, you're going to notice certain changes in your credit report. And if you just decide to go and say, hey, I want to get a secured card now, I feel like I've, you know, been doing the small things up until this point, and I'm ready to step out there into the big ball game. You know, I'm ready to step out there in the open field, get me some more things. You can absolutely graduate. Okay. It's not meant for you to stay small and stuck in the small little programs. Okay. These small little programs can actually do you some justice. So it just depends on the way you really look at it. But the best strategy is to basically combine, you know, all of these for maximum credit growth. Okay. If you want to really maximize your score, grow it fast, then yes, by all means, combine multiple builder accounts, you know. And my recommended combination is the self-lender, of course, you know, because it's an installment loan, okay? Everybody wants an installment loan, especially if you're going to get a check back at the end. You know, I'm happy with this check. I can't stress that enough, but self-lender as one, and then kickoff. Why? It's because it's $5. I got $5, you know? It's a $5 revolving line of credit. Why not? And then another one would be the Chime Credit Builder Secured Card. Now, I didn't go through that one per se, but it works just like a secured credit card without having a credit check. You know, there's no interest, there's no fees, there's no missed payments, no utilization ratio, which is a huge benefit, okay? And it reports to all three bureaus. Amazing for a score increase. Please tap into it. You know what's good for you? Tap into it. And then the last one, but not least, would be Grow Credit. That's that subscription credit reporting that I told you about. The one where you can take all of your subscriptions, your Netflix and Hulu, all that good stuff, and combine it and have it reporting to your credit report. Like, this gives you the installment credit. It also gives you the revolving credit. It also gives you multiple reporting lines, not to mention the increased credit mix. And that's going to grow your score faster than fast. You can go anywhere from 45 points to 150 points with just having those little strategies in place. Those four or five little, you know, companies working for you. You know, your self-lender, your kickoff, your Chime, and your growth credit. You know, and if you really want to kick it up a notch, go ahead and add the one in that I used myself, which was the Credit Strong. Credit Strong is really nice. Now, they do offer different packages at Credit Strong, so it's not always on the cheaper end. It just depends on what you select when you get over there. So just keep that in mind. But not to mention, I did kind of briefly discuss AU accounts and adding a trade line on there. If you just so happen to have, you know, extra money just laying around in the bank, you'd be like, hey, I don't want to go through all those small steps, you know, $25 here and there, $5 here and there, and have to basically manage that or keep up with those payments, you can absolutely choose to select an authorized user trade line account. Now, this too will also boost your score anywhere between 45 to 200 points. So if your credit score isn't where it needs to be and you want those better rates and you want more approvals and you want that financial freedom, of course, there's a legal and fast, reliable way to get that. And again, it's using those seasoned trade lines, the authorized user accounts. Now, this right here, this is the credit hack. It's the credit hack that wealthy families have used for decades. These wealthy families use this often, okay? They trust this method because it works repeatedly, okay? Like, you can rinse and repeat this as much as you like, as long as you have a trusted cardholder with a long-term history, low utilization, and on-time payments. They must add you as an authorized user. And what you get, you inherit their credit age, you get their perfect payment history, you get your high limits, and your positive utilization. And within 3 weeks, your score can jump from 45 points to 80 points to 150 points, or even to 200 points, depending on that particular trade line. And this is why so many people call Exchange Credit Repair, because they know exactly which trade lines work best for your profile and for your goals. And at Exchange Credit Repair, not to get off topic, like, I selected a couple of their trade lines and they basically have like an inventory list that you can shop through to kind of figure out which one would be better for you, or you can use one of their seasoned and more seasoned vets, I would say. Their agents are great. You use one of those seasoned agents, say, hey, pick me out a line. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get this car to cost $75,000, or, you know, whatever your situation is, tell them what you're trying to do so they can select the best option for you.
We have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this message.
Yeah, what up, ATL? Look, you ballin', you bad and bougie, with bad credit, that's most of y'all. But look, man, that's why y'all need to call my people at Exchange Credit Repair. That's right, Exchange Credit Repair will help you scrub them inquiries, get rid of them collections and bankruptcy. They'll even take child support off. I ain't even know they put child support on credit. Woo-wee! And boost your credit score. Let's get that credit score where you want so you can go get what you want. And if you mention Streets 945, you get a 35% discount. Hein? So call my people right now at 678-420-5553. 678-420-5553. Or visit my people at itchangecreditrepair.info. It Change Credit Repair is a credit counseling business with experienced credit repair experts standing by to assist you right now. When I made this deal with them, I said, look here, you ain't got to pay me for the commercial. Just put my credit score where I want so I can go get what I want. When I went to them, they treated me like family. My privacy was all the way respected. They quick to fight for a client's right with the Bureau of Credit, creditors, and debt collectors. Conveniently located at 1 West Court Square, Indicator. Tell them Shouter sent you.
Now, I absolutely know that I've loaded you down with a lot of information. A lot of good information, that is. And today, this episode has been chef kiss, okay? If you have made it this far, give yourself some credit, literally and figuratively. You just invested in your mind, like you've invested in your money now and your future. And most people don't get to do that. Most people really stay stuck because staying stuck feels familiar. But you, my dear, you're choosing knowledge, you're choosing power, and you're choosing transformation. Transformation that sets you apart, okay? Today, we really just went deep into things that the financial world really hopes you never learn. You know, they hoped you never learned how illegal it was for these agencies to buy your debt without your consent. You know, how identity theft tries to collection accounts behind the scenes and why collection accounts can really be deleted and not paid. And how arbitration can get lawsuits dismissed. We also talked about why debt buyers can't legally prove ownership. We spoke about how you can use authorized user trade lines to really just skyrocket your score in weeks, not years. And listen, this isn't just information. This is your blueprint. This is your cheat code. This is your financial comeback story beginning right here, right now on this episode, okay? And I want you to remember something. You are not your credit score. You are not those past financial mistakes either. You are not a number in the system assigned to you. You are a human being capable of growth, capable of strategy, and capable of reinvention. Every single negative item has a law attached to it. Every collection has a loophole. Every score has room to rise. And every setback has a comeback waiting on the other side of a decision. So let today be that decision. Let today be the day that you stop stressing, stop procrastinating, and start strategizing. Because today, yes, today, let that day be the day that you stop guessing and get that expert help if you need it. And if you're ready to build, repair, and restore, or just elevate your credit, whether it's personal or business credit, Exchange Credit Repair is definitely there to help you. They don't just give you the results. They give you freedom. They give you clarity. They give you your power back. And before we really close this, I want to leave you with this. Like, your blessing is not just waiting. Your action is. So when you change the way you see money, money changes the way it sees you. And you are the decision. Okay, you're the decision maker, and that decision is just one step away from a completely different financial reality. So remember, your season starts now. Your new season has already started. So walk into it like you already own it, because you do. Thank you for riding with us on this eye-opening journey today. I hope today's episode got your mind buzzing, sparked some deep questions, and maybe even made you rethink everything that you thought you knew. If you found yourself just nodding along, laughing, and wanting to text your best friend, then go right ahead.
hit that share button at the top and spread the word. Somebody needs to hear this. And don't just listen and bounce. Hit that subscribe button and rate the show and leave a review so that we can all keep you serving truth and fire every week. Thank you for tuning into No, But Seriously, Let Me Explain, the space where we challenge the matrix, break free from illusion, and keep it real with you every step of the way. I am your host, Lala Zavi, coming with all the wisdom, the fire, and the soul medicine. Clock it. Until next time, keep your energy clean, your third eye clear, and your spirit sovereign. Peace, love, and power to all of my beautiful listeners. Stay woke, stay whole, stay rising. You are the power, the magic, the truth. They can try to bury it, but they cannot take it away from you. And remember, the real revolution starts when you wake up and reclaim your mind. Love ya.